Okay, a good book. I was giving a shiur in the topic of sex, and a student came out with a question, why a man can marry women, and he can find out if she's a basula or not, and if that was a condition of the kedushin, he can divorce her, and she doesn't have any way to prove if he's a man that hadn't had relations with any women before. The question in other terms is, why is there a need for a basulim for a woman, and why men can marry more than one woman? Okay, in any case, this question was asked by Eli Avram, a person who was involved in Kiruv, who was a Talmud of mine in Orla Gola. In any case, aside from the fact that whether a woman is a basula or not is more significant than if a man is, the fact that in nature God made it physically apparent whether a woman is a psula and not physically apparent to a man, obviously there's a difference even physically. Now the reason why a man can marry more than one woman at a time and a woman can't marry more than one man is because the Torah said it's prohibited. The Rambam, however, gives a rational idea behind it, and that is, if a man marries more than one woman, you still know for every child who the father is, who the mother is. But if a woman marries more than one man, you know who the mother is, but you don't know for sure who the father of any specific child is, and that does not promote a healthy society where people do not know for sure who their fathers are. Therefore, since a man can marry more than one woman, whether he is a basula or not, a basul is not that significant, but since a woman can only marry one man at a time, right, her being meyuchad to that man, or her being never having relations with a man, and this being her first, the Gemara says that ein isha koreses bris ela misha oso sakli, that first relationship is one that is very special and creates a special bond, and therefore, just as physically there's a difference between a woman who's a psula and not, spiritually also there's a difference. And therefore it's significant.